Good morning, it's Friday, July 31st. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. A new business in Wichita uses full-scale projections to help people visualize their new home or remodeling projects.
They're nervous. It's a lot of commitment. Typically, a home is their largest asset, and they want to make sure you get it right.
We'll visit Walk Your Plans Wichita. That's after the news. City officials broke ground on a new hotel near Equity Bank Park yesterday, just one day before a deadline to begin construction. Developer EPC Real Estate is planning for the Marriott-affiliated hotel to open in early 2028. Earlier this year, the city gave EPC until July 31st to begin vertical construction on the hotel and a nearby parking garage and apartment building. The project's current completion date is July 31st of 2028, with wiggle room for unexpected delays or extensions. Vice Mayor Dalton Glasscock says the groundbreaking is the beginning of a promise to increase activity in the ballpark district.
We all share the same expectation that we'll gather here again, not to celebrate what we're going to build, but to celebrate what we built together.
The city has agreed to purchase the parking garage for $9.6 million when it's completed. The Kansas primary election is coming up on Tuesday when voters will weigh in on a constitutional amendment and several high-profile races. Early voting is already underway. Rachel Schnelly of the Kansas News Service reports.
Kansans will decide on candidates for major races like the governor and will vote on a constitutional amendment that would switch to directly electing Supreme Court justices. All registered voters can cast a ballot on the constitutional amendment, regardless of party affiliation. Lisa Lusker is the clerk for Crawford County.
They do have unaffiliated ballots, and they are the constitutional amendment question that everyone has on their ballots. If they remain unaffiliated, they just vote for the question.
Those ballots will also include any local nonpartisan races. Unaffiliated voters can also choose to join a political party at the polls and vote in that party's races. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly in Pittsburgh.
President Donald Trump re-emphasized his support for Kansas gubernatorial candidate Ty Masterson during a statewide phone call Wednesday night ahead of the Republican primary next week. Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports on what the president had to say about Masterson.
The president won Kansas all three times he's run for the country's highest office. Now Trump hopes his call in support of Masterson can give the Kansas Senate president the final boost he needs. Trump endorsed Masterson earlier in the race. Last night, Trump called Masterson a strong businessman.
Ty has spent his entire career serving the state and helping families and businesses become strong and successful.
Masterson is in a crowded Republican primary that also includes Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab, State Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt, and businessman Philip Sarnicki, among others. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Supporters and opponents of a constitutional amendment on electing Kansas Supreme Court justices are making a final push in advance of Tuesday's election. The amendment vote decides whether Kansas Supreme Court justices will continue to be chosen by a nominating commission or whether they'll be chosen by direct elections. People who want to keep the current system say the amendment will bring partisan politics and big money into the state Supreme Court. Sarah Stula worked as a research attorney with the state Supreme Court for 3 years, and she supports the change. She says lawyers already play politics, but without public oversight.
They're happening behind the scenes, out of the public eye, unaccountable to the people. So that's one of the big flaws in the system.
Critics of the change note interviews, applications, and nominating commission meetings are publicly available online. Blood loss or hemorrhage after a traumatic injury is the leading cause of preventable death. That's why the fire department in Kansas City, Kansas, is launching what's thought to be the first blood transfusion program in Kansas to take place on the ground before the hospital. Shay Jones leads transfusion services at the University of Kansas Health System, where all of these patients will be taken by emergency medical services.
As long as we have the inventory there, I don't see any issue in this continuing to just be a new state of care that's provided to KC Metro patients.
Jones says they're working with the Community Blood Center to increase collections and make sure they have sufficient stock. Cases of a foodborne illness that causes severe diarrhea have nearly doubled in Kansas since last week. State health officials say cases of cyclosporiasis jumped from 289 to 461 over the past week. Data show most cases are affecting people aged 15 to 44. The state recorded 50 cases in June and 400 cases in July. The increase comes amid a nationwide outbreak of the illness that has sickened thousands. The gastrointestinal infection is spread by a parasite. Experts are urging people to wash fruits and vegetables thoroughly and to avoid bagged lettuce or salad mixes. The global ticketing platform Ticketmaster has replaced SelectaSeat as the ticketing partner for major Wichita venues, including Intrust Bank Arena and Century 2. Intrust Bank Arena says its partnership with SelectaSeat ended at the beginning of July. Tickets for future events will be sold through Ticketmaster. The switch will also affect the Orpheum Theater and the Capitol Federal Amphitheater in Andover. Officials with Intrust say the decision was made by its management company, Legends Global. The city of Wichita is hosting several career fairs next week. Representatives from a variety of city departments will be at the events to highlight open positions. The first event is from 3:30 to 5:30 Monday at the Atwater Neighborhood Resource Center in East Wichita. The second career fair is from 11 to 2 on Tuesday at the Advanced Learning Library downtown. The last event is from 3:30 to 5:30 on Thursday at the Alford Branch Library in South Wichita. More information and job applications are at wichita.gov/jobs. Progressive advocacy groups will host an event this weekend at Nafsker Park in downtown Wichita. The event is called Chill the Charges and will emphasize the effects of high healthcare costs. It's part of a grassroots movement called One Nation Overcharged, which advocates for affordable healthcare. Local organizers will hand out popsicles from a food truck as part of the event. The truck travels from city to city as part of the effort. The Wichita event runs from 11 to 5 Saturday at Nafsker Park. We'll be back after this. This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
As I said before, Sisyphus thinks he's getting to the top of the hill, so you feel like this time I'm going to do it.
We go on an odyssey through the world of Greek words. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Building or remodeling a house requires real vision, from the architects who design a space and also from the people who plan to live there. KMUW's Suzanne Perez recently spoke with a new business that helps people visualize their new projects.
When homeowners are presented with plans on paper, they often just nod and smile and hope for the best.
They're nervous. It's a lot of commitment. Typically, a home is their largest asset, and they want to make sure you get it right.
Jackson Heller is a partner with Walk Your Plans, an immersive technology service that lets clients project blueprints or floor plans onto the floor and walls of a giant warehouse. Walking through the space lets them test proportions and get a sense of traffic flow before construction begins. The Ohio-based company recently opened Walk Your Plans Wichita near 53rd Street North and Webb Road. Kara McClenney says she and her parents decided to become licensees because they understood the need.
You can look at a piece of paper all day long, and you know you can get somewhat of an idea, especially people in the industry have an idea of what that'll look like in scale to their size. But to regular people, I would say, just walking in and not really having that idea of what it looks like, it can give them a really clear perspective in the scale that they're looking at.
This afternoon, Garrett and Andy Beasley are walking through plans for a home they plan to build between Rose Hill and Douglas. Sure.
And I think it's just peace of mind, right?
Yeah.
I've seen thousands and thousands of plans. Still can't look on a...
Portions of the blueprint are projected onto the floor, showing every door, closet, and kitchen appliance at full scale. Using an iPad, the Beasleys can use augmented reality to place furniture, such as couches or beds. Andy Beasley says the full-scale walkthrough is more helpful than she imagined.
You know what doors look like, but just to be able to see what my front door looks like and walk in through my front door and into the space was awesome.
Beyond giving clients a better visual of their designs, walkthroughs often save them money. An average change order on a house under construction is around $5,000, and the average new home build has more than 6 change orders. Sessions at Walk Your Plan start at about $1,500, but if clients correct things during the design process, the changes are quicker and less expensive. The Beasleys noticed during their walkthrough that the standard interior doors in their plans were more narrow than expected.
My husband has wide shoulders, so he doesn't want to have to turn sideways to go in through a doorway.
McClenny says full-scale projections come in handy during major kitchen remodels, too. More than 80% of people who walk their plans end up changing the configuration of their kitchen island. Many also shuffle appliances or cabinets.
You can come in and just kind of see, you know, is that high enough for me to reach, or do I need to move that down or make the door bigger? You know, any kind of mini changes like that that may not have been as important when you're looking at it on paper become a lot more apparent when you're looking at it on our elevation wall.
Heller says the goal is to bring designers, contractors, and clients together. The company can also help visualize outdoor projects like landscaping, patios, fire pits, and swimming pools.
And at the end of the day, the decision-making process is so much more clear for the consumer or the contractor in here just because everybody's on the same page.
Learn more about Walk Your Plans Wichita at kmuw.org.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with Valerie Lucelli about her novel, Beginning, Middle, End.
What you'll find when you open Beginning, Middle, End is very short fragments, sometimes with an entire little scene, but sometimes it's more a meditation on something like memory and imagination.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.